And welcome to the influence of Disney princesses on body image. Today we are going to be discussing just that and evaluating the decisions Disney has made throughout the different eras of princesses. It's important to recognize the influence that Disney has on society. Even if you don't partake in watching the movies or TV shows, it will in some ways still be a part of your life just because of the amount of advertisement that we see from Disney, like on a billboard maybe when you're walking down the street or driving. The merchandise we see in stores or people wearing. It's so impossible to just ignore Disney that's why it's important we must evaluate its impact and influence on things like body image so we can see what Disney has done and what it needs to do better because of its grand influence in our world. And now, for the moment, I know we've all been waiting for me to actually address how Disney influences body image. Because of the influence that I was just speaking to, that Disney has on society, the way in which they choose to portray how female bodies look becomes the body type that is represented, and thus what other media platforms digest as what the female body should look like. Disney princesses were created on the pure foundation of the classic idea of beauty. Classic meaning the Western ideals of beauty. These standards being women who are thin, fair-skinned, youthful, able-bodied, and attractive to their romantic suitors who are most likely, actually definitely 100% of the opposite sex. Because of the Western standards of beauty that Disney has really emphasized in their Disney princesses and its influence on society that we've been discussing, I asked four of my friends if they felt their personal body image was influenced at all by the Disney princesses. They all said no, not directly. But one of my friends brought up a really good point, and we all completely agreed with her, and that was the influence that Disney has played in the fashion industry. And that being said, I see that clearly, because the fashion industry really caters to thin, delicate-looking, really petite women, and that does influence body image for a lot of people, especially nowadays with social media. And I want to look at one brand in particular. They say that their clothes are one size fits all, when really they're catering to the girls that look like Disney princesses with the really thin figure, small waist, no curves, when really that's not one size fits all. But in Disney's mind and what they have produced so far, it is one size fits all because all of their princesses look the same. So I think that is a great example of how Disney princesses haven't exactly maybe directly influenced personal body image for a lot of women, but it has influenced the fashion industry, and the fashion industry directly influences people on how they view their body, and it impacts them to a deep level. If we look at all three eras of princesses, the first era being of Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty, the second era being the Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Pocahontas, and Mulan, and the third era being Princess and the Frog, Tangled, Brave, and Frozen, the most variety we see is in Brave with Merida because she still has a small waist, but it's not as tiny, and it's the hair. Her hair is, I love it. It's really curly, it's frizzy, it's not this stick straight or perfect wave that we see in the other princesses, but the fact that that's the most variety we've seen in 83 years, I think that says something about what Disney has put out there to be the perfect body, the perfect hair, the perfect look, and then people want to replicate that because of the influence that we've been just talking about that Disney has on pretty much every aspect of society. If you want to visualize all the princesses together and see an image of maybe an original princess versus what's more realistic, check out my blog post. It's on disneybodyimage.weebly.com, and feel free to comment. Be really cool if we could start a discussion and just talk about what we feel Disney has done maybe to evolve. Do we think that Disney has evolved enough? I personally, to start the discussion, would say no, as you might have gathered from this podcast. I think the fact that the most variety we've seen in 83 years or something, 87 years, it was something like that, is maybe hair type and not really any body size differentiation. I think that's a real issue. Because of the influence we've been talking about, Disney needs to realize its influence on the other industries and how it affects people on a deeper level. From my point of view, what Disney has done is created a body type that is seen as right and desirable, and kind of pitted other body types against it. And this is exactly what Rosina Lippi Green is talking about in her Teaching Children to Discriminate article, because it's exactly what Disney has done. Disney has taught children that being thin is the right thing, and being not even overweight, being more curvy or anything, that is undesirable. So kids categorize those two things. Let's look at The Little Mermaid. The heroine, Ariel, is really thin, has a really stick straight figure. She has very beautiful hair. And the villain is Ursula, who is extremely overweight. What is that going to tell kids? That the thin person is the hero and the overweight person is the villain. And kids might take this to the next level than just in a movie. They're going to take it to their real lives and think about people in that way. And that's why it's also important that Disney recognizes its influence. I want to thank you all for just hearing me out on what I believe Disney princesses have done to influence body image. And I, again, would love if you checked out my blog post and we could start a discussion on there. That would be really cool. And yeah, so thank you so much, and I hope you guys tune into the next episode.